It's the 20th of December. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The University of Bedfordshire has come under scrutiny from the Office for Students, a higher education independent regulator. The OFS, based an assessment carried out on the 18th of December, has questioned the quality of the university's business management courses. The courses were found to be deficient in the support and resources it provides, with no methods in place to measure how well students were progressing. OFS Deputy Director of Quality, Jean Arnold, said the university now has a set of initiatives in place to deal with these issues, and our monitoring seeks to ensure that these will be implemented effectively. A spokesperson for the university said, "This assessment reflects an early stage in our progress as we continue to improve in response to the evolving needs of our student community." Central Bedfordshire Council is looking to offload 130 jobs in order to balance its 2025-26 budget. The authority currently employs 3,000 people and is looking to make £13.3 million in budget cuts. Former Bedfordshire police officer Lewis McCracken has been found not guilty on 2 counts of sexual assault and 3 counts of rape at a jury trial. The 27-year-old, who was off duty 2 years ago when the incident took place, volunteered to walk his accuser and her male friend, both unfamiliar with the area, to the train station. McCracken stopped at his Bedford flat to use the toilet. Her friend then fell asleep on his couch. The woman said that McCracken then forced himself on her. McCracken, who resigned from his position, claimed that all sexual activity had been consensual. ITV's morning programming included segments from Good Morning Britain and Lorraine were broadcast live from Leighton Buzzard as part of the £250,000 Christmas giveaway. The filming took place in the new Briggington Way Clipston Park community. The contest ends this upcoming Monday. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same 4 walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.